News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the most frustrated man in America right now. And it's the little things that frustrate me. Things I just don't understand. Things that are supposed to be one way, and they're not that way. Now, I could be talking about political things. I could be talking about the issues of the world and all, but I am not. I'm talking about some personal stuff here. I'm talking about personal. Okay, I come in every night to do the show, and I go through this charade, if you will, of setting up a camera to be able to post my show on the YouTubes and the Spotify's and all of that. Like I do my morning show, the TJ Riggins show that's syndicated in the mornings, and it gets put up as a video podcast and audio podcast and all of that stuff every day it gets put up. Then you can take little, you know, videos, snippets, and make promotional things out of it. Hey, make sure you catch this show and da da da. The way, you know, most people who listen to the Joe Rogan Experience, which is the number one podcast in America, or if it's not, it's always at the top. But they listen to it through, or they say, yeah, I like that podcast. But sometimes they only see the little promotional announcements, like the little minute and a half snippets that go around. Well, I've been doing the show here now several months. And every night I come in and I set up this video camera and I set up a light that's supposed to work with it. And it doesn't get posted on YouTube and all of that because we haven't gotten, there's one wire, a cable that has to go from the control board of the radio station into my computer. So we haven't gotten that yet. So I go through this charade of setting it up every night, just in case something brilliant cracks off and I can use the video, and even though it's not top-notch audio, that I can use that audio and, you know, with the disclaimer or whatever. I know this audio is not HD sounding and all that, but this was something big that happened that you need to see and hear. So I go through and I record the whole show every night, and I've got it stockpiled. I've got hour upon hour upon hour of the show just sitting on a external drive in case it needs to be reviewed or pieces taken of it or whatever, just basically archiving it. So I come in every night. I get here an hour before my show. I do last minute show preparation things. And then at the certain time, when there's about 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes left in breaking Brett Jensen's show, I come up, I get the little tripod out, I get the little light out, I screw the camera onto the tripod, I get all the wires out, I hook them up, set the light, come in here. And when I start setting things up, you know, I'm talking at the same time. You know, I'm talking to Isaac and Lonnie Ray, hey, what's up? You know, and they're usually carrying on some kind of stupidness. And then, you know, they insult me. I insult them back. Ha, ha, ha. We're buddies, whatever. And then Brett Jensen's talking. I'm talking to him while I'm setting up. And I do the same. What I'm saying is I do the same routine every night. But it's never the same. So I go set it up tonight, right? Light is in the same spot. Camera's in the same spot. The lighting in the room is exactly the same. But for some reason, the TVs, we have four TV screens in the studio to monitor late breaking news and all of that. Except one of them's on FanDuel right now. Or whatever that Sports Network is. But now, for some reason, every TV in the room is just like reflecting off of my glasses, my old man reading glasses. And if anybody were to happen to have to watch the video, they'd be watching TV in my eyes rather than being able to concentrate on what's going on. So I have gotten up. I've turned every one of the TVs and run back and get in front of the camera, see if that made a difference. You know, I've been in here running around like a moron, and it doesn't even matter. What do I care? It's not going to show up anywhere until we get that thing that records the sound into my computer. Why do I put myself through this, ladies and gentlemen? Why do I even care? I care because I love you. And just by the off chance that someday you get to see the video of whatever it is that I'm doing at the moment, I want you to say, now that's a top-notch video. He really did a good job with that. I am so glad I support him. That's what I want, ladies and gentlemen. But it's different every night in some way. There, believe it or not, there are even some nights when I come in here and it looks like I'm not wearing a good outfit, or that I'm not, that I don't look spectacular, you know, on my own. If you can believe that, which you probably cannot, but it's true. There are some nights I come in here and just in the camera, I don't look so great. Now that's a crazy camera to be able to do something that vast and different to make me look bad. So, to make up for it, what I do, like any strong emotional person would do, is I spend the first segment complaining about it instead of going ahead and doing some of the material that I've worked oh so hard to prepare for you. And I was so anxious about turning on the microphone and letting you know just how bad things are for me that I forgot to hit the record on the camera anyway. I just noticed that. So it doesn't matter whether you see TV in my glasses or what. This is only for people to show, maybe, and but not this part because I forgot to hit record. But any of these shows that I've done over the past three or whatever months are only going to be available, you know, if somebody wants to take pieces of them out and show at my funeral. Otherwise, they're going to stay buried in the vault. And I don't know. I don't know how long it'll be this way. I don't know how long I'll continue to set up the camera for no reason and fret over it and stress out over it. I just don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Probably as long as they'll let me sit in here and work for free. As long as they'll give me this microphone to talk into. And most of the time, I don't even know if it matters whether you're listening to it on your radio or not. I think mainly they just felt sorry for me and said, let's give him an outlet where he can come on and complain and talk about things. As a matter of fact, I don't even know that I'm broadcasting to anybody. This could be a dead signal. They could say, just, run a ball game or something, run something, make him think he's on the radio. Every now and then somebody go in another room and text him in there on the studio text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Complain every now and then, make it seem like you're listening, you're involved. You know, how you would just appease somebody. I think that's what they do. Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you if you've come here looking for a good show tonight. I don't know whether it's going to happen or not, but I'll give it a shot. I will give it a shot. Coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I wish somebody would call in here and say something to me, Isaac. I wish I would call up in here. I'd give them the number, 704-570-1110. I wish you would call up in here or text something up in here. I ain't playing with anybody tonight. I ain't playing with you tonight. You see how I do that? I try to say the same thing that we say over and over and over again, but with a little twist, add a little, oh, that was different. So basically, I should have just been saying, hey, give us a call, 704-570-1110, or you can text us on the WBT text line, same number. So see, I found a little different way to come at it by threatening and acting like I don't want you to, you know, like I'm just challenging you to call up in here and text up in here. I wish you would. You see, that is what we refer to as radio brilliance in this business, in this beeswax. Oh, jazzy, jazzy, jazzy. I'm sure if you keep up with things minute to minute in the political world and in the news, then you've heard this clip. But if you haven't, then I'm going to treat you to it because it needs to be discussed. Congresswoman Jasmine Jazzy Crockett from Texas, doing what the kids call showing out. Listen.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in the divorce. I'm like, ooh, that's got to be true because your lawyer would know that they going to lose it if they... Baby, because these all right. People, they are...
Okay. So, here is the thing. One of Jazzy Crockett's voices and diction, dialect, and grammar, one that she chooses to use is a fake. Either the one where she tries and you know, I think accomplishes for the most part when she wants to, speaking correctly and coherently and like a professional, aka professionally. I think that one's fake. You know, the rest of the pundits on social media and everything think that the one that we just heard is fake. Like, oh, she's got a new country accent now, or oh, she found a new, like Kamala, she found a new accent. No, I think this is the true Jazzy Crockett. And the other one, where she pretends to be civilized, is fake. That persona is fake. The one that has a law degree and the one that, you know, that tries to, when she's speaking in front of a crowd that is more sophisticated or whatever, that she feels is more, you know, intellectually above your average person. She speaks in the fake accent in trying to pretend to be civilized. This is the real Jazzy. Can you play it again, please, young Isaac? I hate to put people through it one more time, but we may have to do that just to get, you know, the illustration down. Here we go.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy because they always talk about...
Baby, because these people, they always talk about how Christian they are. Okay, go ahead.
How
Christian they is.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up...
I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorces because they caught up.
Sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in the divorce. I'm like, ooh, that's got to be true, because your lawyer would know that they're going to lose it if they.
Okay, that's the real Jazzy Crockett. They putting it in the divorce. And the wives is doing da-da-da-da-da. Now, listen to me. Listen to me, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. If you speak like that, or you don't have any better grasp of proper English grammar, diction, and so forth, than that, then you should not be allowed to be a U.S. congressman. You see, it's when we started accepting things like that that the decorum has just fallen off. When we start recognizing and promoting the lowest common denominator of actions is when our country has begun to fall apart. And now what are all the Democrat politicians doing every time they can get in front of a camera? They're cussing. You know, they must have done a focus group and somebody told them that it makes it seem like they're more real. They're more, you know, ready for action. They're fed up when they get out there and use the F word on stage. Like Gavin Newsom is the worst. You know, my mom is not a cusser. But when she would get mad when I was a kid and she would try to cuss, my brother and I would laugh at her because she didn't know how. Like she would use cuss words that didn't even, you know, she would turn certain cuss words that were nouns into adjectives somehow or another. And it just didn't go right. And then, you know, she's mad and yelling. And if a cuss word came out, we'd laugh because it just didn't fit. That's the way most of these Democrats are. Gavin Newsom is like that. He forces the cuss words out. It's like, okay, we see you, tough guy. We know you're tough. You and Tim Walz both. Tim Walz, I got to give him credit. He's lost a lot of weight. Tim Walz has. I don't know why all of a sudden he's having to lose a lot of weight. He thinks he's going to be running for a higher office or something. I don't know. But, you know, he and the other ladies are probably on some sort of a special plan together. I don't know. He may be doing Ozempic and all that. I mean, he's got the money for it to be doing that. I don't do that. I went to PhD weight loss today for a weigh-in. I'm still losing. I don't do any of that Ozempic style stuff. Mm-mm. Don't see me doing that. Tim Walz? I don't know. But it's just it's a shame. It's a shame that, and one of the reasons why the Democrats are this way, why they promote this type of behavior, like Jazzy is doing in this clip, is because they think that their voters are stupid. You see, that's one of the biggest differences between Republicans and conservatives and Democrats when it comes to the political leaders. Democrats think their voters are absolute idiots and will believe and fall for anything. So they look at it like, Congresswoman Crockett is out there connecting with the people who are, as they think, are too dumb to know any better than to think that Jasmine Crockett is a good representative. They insult their voters every single day when they step in front of a microphone. But some of their voters are just so dedicated to them, they'll never be able to hear reason. But I don't know who she's talking about. Always talking about how Christian Day is. But she just starts rambling, you know, and then says, Google it. Google it. I do that in jest. I do that. I say something outlandish and then I say, go Google it as a joke. That's Jazzy Crockett's way of getting by. How pathetic. How pathetic. Hang on, more coming up.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Well, I'm glad that you're back, Isaac.
Happy to be back.
From yet another golf trip. You play more golf than Scotty Scheffler.
I wish.
Why you play at a boring sport?
Because it's fun.
Well, is it a sport, though?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, I would consider it a sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say it is, I say it is.
Mm-hmm.
What about race car driving? Is that a sport?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that used to be the big debate, was race car driving a sport? Because you can sit down to do it.
I get it, but you add in all the danger. Feels like a sport.
Now, not to say if it's not a sport means that it's any less of miraculous than it is.
Right.
But people get really defensive about that term sport. Like if they say it's a sport, and you could say, no. Let's take NASCAR, for example. You could say race car driving, NASCAR drivers are they're a higher level than sports. It wouldn't matter. They'd still be offended if you said NASCAR is not a sport.
Would you consider it an extreme sport?
I'm not saying that I don't consider it a sport. But it's just how territorial people are over the word sport. You know, my deceased partner, Ace, got in a lot of hot water, you know, years ago when he came on the radio and he said that cheerleading is not a sport. And, I mean, he just went toe-to-toe with all these moms and all these things. Cheerleading is not a sport. And saying, you know, it's talent, it's strength, it's, you know, all of these other things. I consider cheerleading to be a sport. If you consider gymnastics a sport, then cheerleading is a sport. But it was just, I mean, you can sit and give people all the accolades in the world and tell them they're even better than what people in sports are, and they still get mad if you say that they're not. It's not sports. But can it be a sport if you can excel at it while drinking beer? That's one of the questions I always had.
Has baseball always been a sport?
Yeah.
They used to throw down before baseball games.
I get it. They used to drink beer and smoke cigarettes in the dugout.
Amen. Come on.
I miss those days. Actually, I wasn't alive during those days. If I was, I was too little to be watching baseball. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell off on myself here because I'm in that kind of mood, Isaac.
Go ahead.
I couldn't think of that guy's name, Scotty Scheffler. I had to Google it to make that comparison. You play more golf than – because, you know, Tiger Woods is kind of an outdated reference. He's not playing every day. He's out there with his son every day. Not to take away from everything that Tiger
hot
is.
Hot take of the night.
But when you Google America's top golfer, Scotty Scheffler comes up.
Yeah, Scotty's the man these
okay.
days.
Okay, well, I'm talking about right now. I needed a topical joke. Boom. Couldn't have it being outdated.
You play more golf than Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, you play more golf than Arnold Palmer. So you see, that's I didn't even have to tell that. I could have just seemed like I knew who that fellow was. But no, I think people who are good at golf are incredible. The only reason I'm not good at it is because I've never played it. It's true. It's all technique, doing the same thing every time. I would smoke that. I'm good at that sort of thing. I am. You ought to see me at the Top Golf.
I would love to see you at the Top Golf.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a natural athlete, though, so it's kind of cheating.
Yeah, you're saying that sarcastically, but it is true.
I was serious.
Yeah. It's true, though. It's so true. All right, so we've been, you know, as my dad would say, we've been fiddle-farting around here. Talking about golf and the likes. And I've been really wanting to get to this story because this is big news. I don't know how many people discussed it. But this is something that needs to be brought to the forefront. It's an article from the Post, New York Post. It's all about the two big teachers unions, the National Education Association and American Federation of Teachers. Together, they gave more than $43 million to leftist outlets, including $500,000 to the notorious 1630 Fund, which The Atlantic magazine referred to as, quote, indisputable heavyweight of Democratic dark money. Now, dark money is unregulated, unreported political spending that leftists laughably pretend is overwhelmingly a right-wing menace. And that psycho journalist Taylor Lorenz, psycho in my opinion, even she exposed 1630's second secret payments of $8,000 a month to leftist social media influencers to push Democrat Party messaging. And America's teachers handed nearly $1 million to the John Podesta founded and George Soros funded Center for American Progress, which is widely recognized as the power center for the Obama and Biden administrations. More dues went to the Trevor Project, which is the LGBT youth-oriented help group that gave Sam Brittain, the luggage-stealing Bidenite, who was the quote-unquote nuclear waste expert, his start in politics. You remember the guy who pretended to be a woman that got busted stealing luggage at the airport? And he was working on nuclear stuff. So they take a person in the Biden administration who's got some sort of a mental illness to begin with, because he pretends to be a woman when he's a man, put him out there in the nuclear secrets and stuff. And then what does he get busted for? Stealing high-end luggage and designer clothing at the airport. How crazy. So, yeah, these teachers' unions are just as radical as you've always heard they are. And so they take the teachers who pay the dues to be in these unions, and some of the teachers are not radical left-wing nuts. Now, all the ones that we see from big city schools in, you know, mainly the non-southern towns and all, now they are. And I don't know about how they are around here. I haven't had a kid in school in quite some time. But there are a lot of teachers who don't really, you know, play all that. And their money's going to these types of groups. Anything with Soros' name attached to it is bad business. Bad business. And everybody knows that the head of that, well, I guess of both of these unions, they're both heads of the unions are, you know, they seem like they're off their rocker. Like anytime you give them a platform in public, it's just like, oh my God, shut up, shut up, shut up. Listen to this wickedness coming out of these women. Oh. And again, liberal women, biggest problem we have in the country. Liberal women. Google that. You'll see. You'll see it's a fact. Okay? Okay. All right, got to take a break. Thank God we have more coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, we're having fun tonight. Having fun. Funning with you. That's what we're doing. Hold on. Hold on. Let it go. Let it go. Stay down. I likes to rock. Okay. Somebody asked me what that intro music is right there. We call it rejoin music, where you rejoin the program. Some people call it bumper music. I call it rejoin music because I'm usually right about such things. That is Godsmack, is who that is. Godsmack. Don't let the name of the band fool you. They're not all about the devil. I used to think that too. They're not. Got a lot of good texts coming up in here. TJ, I enjoy your show. Thanks for telling us the truth each night on WBT. As an old pilot, to reduce stress, talking about how, you know, I get stressed coming in here because things don't work the same every time and all of that. With my stuff, not the WBT equipment. It's all top notch. I'm talking about my stuff. As an old pilot, to reduce stress, and no, I have checked all things needed for a safe takeoff and flight. I have a printed checklist that I use prior to takeoff. It works. You may want to try it. See, I have flown in planes, private planes, and I have seen the pilot go over that checklist before the flight. And every time I look at that, whomever I am with, I say, there's no way I could be a pilot because I am not organized like that. I would go, look, I just checked that gauge yesterday. It's fine. Skip to the next one. I would be a terrible pilot. I can't stay focused on that type of thing without my mind wandering into what am I going to talk about next? What am I going to do next? You know? Oh, yeah, I probably wouldn't get out of day one of flight school. Although, I made the dean's list for the motorcycle safety class. Took that up there at Mitchell Community College in Statesville. I was valedictorian of that course. Then he's the second. Jazzy is like trying to put your finger on mercury. It keeps moving all around. She's trying to collect up some low-level support. She is supposed to be educated, and the Bible in Proverbs says that we should not give a fool an audience. Just saying. May God bless your efforts to succeed. Well, I mean, if I live by that biblical wisdom, then I would be out of a job because I would have no audience. You get it? You get it? You don't get it. This fellow Jeremiah said, I ain't scared of text. Just sitting here eating pizza and drinking beer. Figured I'd throw that out there since you can't have either. Thanks, Jeremiah. You're right. I can't. I can't have it. I can't have it. And then I will give Miss Minnesota a thrill. I'll mention that she texted. Let's see. Seems like you don't want to insult Democrats tonight. I don't know what that means. And I can give you some topics to talk about. Huh. I thought, is that the first time she's ever texted that she didn't call me a white supremacist? I think it is. You see? We're finding common ground. Miss Minnesota and I are. Seriously, Isaac, she's never not called me a white supremacist in a text. A racist or a white supremacist, one or the other.
I think she's going soft on you.
Mm. She knows she's falling for this Riz. I got the Riz, as the kids say. That's short for charisma. Hey, look, it's been several months. You can't deny this Riz for too long. I'm a rizmatic leader. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so the reference to Representative Jazzy Crockett was this clip that I played earlier where she was going off on, you know, and Data One's always talking about how Christian Day is and, you know, just this rant where she... she hasn't found the proper subject-verb agreement yet. And she's just, you know, people are always debating as to whether they're always saying that she comes up with these new country accents that she debuts from time to time. I say that's her real persona. That's her real personality. And then the other ones where she's trying to act civilized, those are the fake ones. I'm not saying that if you don't use proper grammar, that you're no good. I'm not saying that at all. I try to use proper grammar every time I speak. I may not be perfect with it, but I always do my best to speak correctly. However, I know a lot of people who don't. And that doesn't mean that I don't think that they're any good. It means that I just think that if you're going to be a U.S. representative or elected to any high office in U.S. America, you should have a command of the proper English language and use proper grammar. That's it. I have some very good friends who are country bumpkins that don't know a subject-verb agreement or prepositions and ending sentences and prepositions. They don't know any of that. But they're smart. Not saying they're dumb. But if you're going to put yourself out there as a leader, not just a U.S. leader, but since the U.S. leads the world, then you're a world leader. If you're elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, and you should be able to present yourself accordingly. I don't think that's too much to ask. As a matter of fact, I'll draw up an executive order right now. I just need somebody to get me a good pen and a notebook. I got a notebook. I need a pen. If somebody, but see, we don't have any pens in the building anymore. Everybody's just typing things. As soon as I get a pen, though, I'm going to go home tonight, and I know my wife has a pen, an ink pen, and I'll write it up, the executive order to ban bad grammar in the House, in the Senate, and in the White House. And cussing. I'll ban that, too. I don't like when Trump cusses either. That day he was mad at, who was he mad at? He was mad at Netanyahu and Hamas, I guess. and he said the F word. They don't know what they're blanking doing. I didn't like that either. And I'm a Trump fan. But I think that the leaders of our country should hold themselves. We should expect them to be a higher standard. Call me crazy if you want. That's just what I believe. And you know what? It's not just what I believe. It's what should happen. I mean, I don't have to, you know, buffer it with, in my opinion. It's not just my opinion. It's a fact. That should be happening. If you are representing this country, you should, the minimum you should do is know how to speak. Well, actually, the minimum should be you shouldn't be out speaking against America, especially if you were born in a foreign land like Ilhan Omar. Ooh, there's a big story about Ilhan Omar that came out this weekend as well. But we don't have time to get to it right now because we're at the end of this segment, which means we're at the end of the hour. Coming up on the top of the hour news break, give you traffic and weather together on the twos or whatever they say. We're not doing traffic and weather together. I just wanted to say that since I'm on a news talk show. So then we got TJ on the news coming up after that, which is world renowned, and we can't miss it. So I guess we've got a lot to look forward to in the next hour. It's a good thing I've got this video camera running in here because I want to capture every bit of it. Every bit of it. And I just noticed I got sweat stains on my hat on the outside. I mean, that's some serious sweating when you get sweat stains on the outside. I need me some time off. That's what I need. I won't get to do that until Wednesday, though, when I'm down to 1 hour on the show again. Because the mighty Tar Heels show. But we'll work on it. We'll work on it. TJ on the news coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the news.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the news that leads us. Young Isaac is back from another golf trip. Lonnie, I think he's, and this is Lonnie Ray, I think he's just got another job where he goes out and gets all the balls from the bottom of the pond.
I think that's what it is.
And he calls it playing golf or going on a golf weekend.
Can't even swim.
Mm-hmm. He's just out there sucking them up out of the bottom of the thing. He can't play golf. All right. Here we go. Lead story.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Wallbridge, Ohio. A couple called 911. Somebody called 911. Shorty fire burning on the dance floor. They called 911 on an officer. Yeah. So what happened? They give you the punch of the story too soon. The way they've written this, I'll just tell you. So they go out. They got a date night out on the town. They come home. When they get home, they notice that his truck door is open in the driveway. Somebody's been in his truck. So they don't know if somebody's in the high or if they just opened his truck and then left. They don't know what's going on. So they pull back. They call 911. A cop shows up immediately. And when he shows up, he appeared to be staggering and stumbling as he walked up to the people. They said, we called back to dispatch to express our concerns. He was noticeably intoxicated. They said that when he responded to the scene, the couple said that they could immediately tell something was off. He was just standing in the street staring at us, watching me talk on the phone as they called the cops on the cop for showing up on the call drunk. So this is how you know it's a small town, because within minutes after the second call was made, not only did the chief of police show up, but he had the mayor in tow. So
wow,
they may have even been playing cards together or something. Mayor and the chief of police, they might be cousins, you never know. But they're obviously in close proximity to each other. And they say, hey, Michael was his name. Old Michael done shown up at somebody's house. They had a potential break-in. He shows up drunk as hell. We got to go. All right, wait, I'm right behind you. So the mayor and the chief of police jump in the car. They get over there, and they administer the blood alcohol level check on him. And he's 0.168. So that's about double what you're supposed to be when you're driving. Mm. So he was relieved of duty and terminated by the department. And the mayor released a statement, you know, saying we have a zero tolerance policy and blah, blah, blah. But now we need our police staff, our police force to be restaffed. He was the only one we had. It's the chief and then that one guy and the mayor. No, I made that part up.
I was about to say, where in the Mayberry are they at?
Well, I mean, they're not exactly in the Bronx with that kind of service from the mayor. All right, next story. Why don't we steal away? Why don't we steal away? A man in the LA area flew home Friday and couldn't find his luggage at baggage claim. He had an air tag inside. So he checked to see where it was, and he saw that it was moving away from the airport toward a rideshare area. So he realized it had been taken and it wasn't just lost by the airline. He started chasing after his luggage and eventually saw that it had stopped at a boarded up abandoned building about a half mile away. His partner called the cops and they responded. The officers shined lights inside the building and saw some movement and went inside. They found some people in there and lined them all up. It wasn't hard to tell which one had stolen the luggage because he was already wearing the guy's clothes.
Wow.
I didn't steal anything. Everything was strewn about already from the guy's luggage. All of it. He said he got about 90% of it back. And it sounds like they're still investigating because there's no word on any charges yet. But it's L.A. They're probably looking for a way not to charge the guy, because that's what they do. They're against law enforcement out there. So we'll see. Next story. New York, big city of dreams. And everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get... All right, there's a new problem in New York. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not hating the names that these people have given themselves. It's a bunch of hooligans going out on the water every week now. And it's just off the Bronx. They've become an aquatic disco, as they call themselves party pirates. I'm taking that. Next time my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael and my wife Jody and I are out on the boat, we're the party pirates. Old, boring, but still, we're going to be called the party pirates. I'm sorry, the party pirates. Get ready. Saturday night, it's the party pirates.
Hide your treasure.
Looking for that booty. Ladies, bring that booty. $2 draft, 50 cent hot dams, and all the Bush Light you can drink for $5. We're drinking with Lincoln and the party pirates. So they've been anchoring their boats, and they've got these huge speakers and crap on them. And they're just destroying the people who live in those houses on the water. They got stripper poles on some of these boats, and they're just acting like a bunch of hooligans. They don't know how to act. So I don't know what they're going to do about it, but I saw some of the footage, and it looked like New York people that would do something like that. I mean, they all fit the profile. But I'm not going to say anything to them because I don't know who's connected and who's not. I'm just going to say they fit the stereotype. That's all I'm going to say. And finally.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
A man in North Carolina is accused of having three wives at the same time. Police said there could be more. According to a Facebook post from the Davidson County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Division, isn't every department of a police force or a county sheriff's office, isn't it all Criminal Investigation Division? The whole thing, that's all they're supposed to be. They all investigate crimes.
I would think that.
Mm. But in April of 2025, they initiated an investigation involving bigamy. That's very bigamy, I think. After a report was filed, throughout the investigation, detectives found Harry Irvin Burdick Jr. to have three marriage licenses with three different women. All three marriages took place in North Carolina, in Lincoln County, Davidson County, and Guilford County. Detectives were unable to locate divorce proceedings before Burdick had already married two other women. He was arrested and charged with two counts of felony bigamy. Financial motivation and personal gain were the motives, the police say. The suspect was released on a written promise to appear in court, with his first appearance scheduled for September 22nd of this month of this year. Police say they believe there could be additional victims for his investigation, for this investigation. I mean, come on.
It's a felony to marry multiple people?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I guess he didn't see that show Big Love on HBO. he didn't get the memo, huh?
Yeah. I think, though, it's the only way they could word it so it could be a felony to be stupid. You know, they can't charge you with a felony for being stupid and a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
So they just say that it's because you married three women. Mm. I mean, I think a man who's married to three women needs to go to penitentiary.
Yeah, because he's got to escape them. I yeah. mean, I couldn't deal with three of my lady. Mm-mm. Lord have mercy, no.
Man. I was going to say, I don't think any other man could. I'm the only one. If I could have three of my wife, if I could have three of her or more, I would be even more blessed than I am now. Triple blessed. I want them to look just like her, act just like her, sound just like her, everything. So that way when one of them gets tired, I can just put the other one to take up. All right, now it's your turn to work. And that's it for TJ on the news.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I really do. And I clown around a lot, but I don't joke around when I say that. It means a lot to me, always has, as you know, this being my profession, that somebody would take, you know, their busy day or night or whatever and allow me to be a part of it. I really do. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I just wish there were a lot more of you. That's all. At least 15. Now, Representative, it just says REP, period. So that either stands for Representative Ilhan Omar or Repulsive Ilhan Omar. I'm going to go with repulsive Representative Ilhan Omar. Her family fled to this country because otherwise they would have been killed if they would have stayed in their home country, which was Somalia. Somalia. So she is brought here by her parents so she could have not just a life, but a sweet American life where she has had the opportunity laid in front of her to become a U.S. Congresswoman. But all she can do is talk down about America and how she is Somali first and she's here to help the Somali people and America is the great Satan. Israel is, you know, the same as America. We're horrible. You know, the usual stuff. Now, I'm not exaggerating when I say that her family fled Somalia. And just like any other communist that's trying to scam people and everything, she claims to be for the little guy, the little person, the poor, the downtrodden, the put upon. You know, the way Bernie Sanders is all the time.
You know, the billionaires, he's out for his billionaire buddies. That's what he wants, he's helping his billionaire buddies.
Now, she's been, I won't say outed, quote unquote, or accused of doing some pretty shady things, like marrying her brother in order to, you know, skirt some immigration laws, things like that. But the thing that she got most offended by was last year, well, say February, she came out and said that people were falsely claiming that she's worth millions. I am not worth millions. I am a single mother maintaining two households, one in Minneapolis and one in D.C., which are among the most expensive housing markets in the country. Poor me, poor me. I'm down here rubbing elbows with all of you people in the gutter who are the victims of this capitalist, Zionist, devil of America. Turns out that a little more investigation from the Washington Free Beacon shows that Ilhan Omar's net worth jumped from $51,000 to $30 million in 1 year. Huh. Now, she's married to some guy who's been accused of some shady business things and all, too. He worked for her campaign. He was a fundraiser. Is rumored to be connected to a lot of rich, famous people and all of that. You know, the same type of guy she would have found walking through her village back home in Somalia. So you see, America has not been good to her at all. And thank God she's here fighting against the great Satan for keeping her and all of the people like her down, fighting against them for always supporting the billionaires and billionaires. She's fighting the good fight. She continues to fight the good fight. Oh, It must be so hard for her to make it through the day every day. Beaten and badly bruised by this terrible capitalist society and system. Oh, good Lord, what must she be going through? And as your favorite President Trump would say, she's a nasty person. Oh, she is a nasty person. But she is the typical Somali politician coming out of Minnesota, just like that guy that's running for mayor. And it's such a just a kick in the gut to the American people when we know, you and I know, that we are the most giving, generous, charitable, kindest people on the face of the earth and welcoming. And our laws are adjusted to accept her and all of these other people from Somalia. And people like Rohan Mamdani in New York, from Uganda, and they get over here and they do nothing but downgrade America and talk about how rotten we are. She would not have even an eighth of what she has in the United States if she would have stayed in Somalia. You hear me? If she would have been living this long. Now, that Rashida Tlaib, she's another one. She's from Gaza. She hates America. She's a Marxist Islamist. But she was born in Massachusetts. Oh, wait. No, in Detroit. She was born in Detroit, I think. But she's the same way. America sucks. Okay. Well, it looks like it's done pretty well by you. All of these American Marxists are just so pathetic. And what this country has done for all of them, and then they use this country's kindness and generosity against the people in order to take it and rip it apart and rebuild it in the image that they think it should be in, just to enrich themselves. We played that clip the other night, and I saved it. I want to play it over and over, keep reminding you of that guy in Dearborn, Michigan, saying, you know, what the plans are. Destroy America, the evil empire, he called us. We don't need to forget that kind of stuff. It's serious business. And Ilhan Omar can go pound sand. Tell her I said it. She doesn't like me because I'm a green-eyed patriot. I don't like her because of the fact that she's a she-devil working against this country. She is an enemy from within. If there ever was one, it's Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Sandy Cortez,
and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. I am sexy man Bernie Sanders. I'm here to fight all the president's billionaire buddies. The billionaire buddies of the president. Donald Trump, the white supremacist, racist, horrible person, trying to be a dictator. He's a wannabe dictator.
All right, hang on. More coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right, I guys, I'm going to make a little bit of an announcement here regarding the podcasts and all of that kind of stuff. You can go to TJRitchie.com, TJRITCHIE.com. And then you can subscribe to all of my social medias and everything there. And you can actually use that website as an icon on your screen of your device, of your delicious device. And it works like an app. So you don't have to download an app. You just set the website on. It's the new thing. Trust me. I spent a fortune on that. So use it, please. So with all of the sports things going on now, you know, with, what is the name of the show about the football? What's the official name of the Carolina football show? Whatever it is.
Carolina Football Live.
Carolina Football Live. With that being half of my show on Wednesdays, and then when basketball season comes around, I'll be just not on at all a couple of nights a week during basketball season. So I'm really going to crank up and get in and do separate podcasts. So if you want to hear, you know, what I got to say about the daily issues on the days that I'm not on the radio, then I'm going to make sure to start building up a bunch of podcasts on there too, doing a daily podcast. Yeah, it's like I don't have anything else to do. You know, I do a syndicated morning show. I do a podcast with my clinger wife. I do this show at night. And then run a business. Into the ground, but I still run the business.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the school shooting last week in Minneapolis has really brought a lot of people to the table who didn't realize. I mean, you know, they know that, you know, doing transition sex changes on kids is bad, and they knew that was an issue in the past election and all of that. But since this shooting, it seems like more and more people are really getting the message out to just how dangerous this is for society. And that having someone who thinks that they are a different sex is a mental condition that needs to be treated. You know why? Because you're not supposed to think that you're the other sex. There's something wrong that needs to be fixed. Okay. Now, a lot of people would say, well, you know, I don't care about what anybody does as long as they don't do that to the children. Okay, well, I got this from Libs of TikTok, which is, if you don't keep up with social media and all, Libs of TikTok is an account that started by just taking clips from liberals that they post themselves on TikTok, taking the clip and reposting it on other forms of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and those kinds of things. And the libs went nuts, and they hate this woman. They've doxed this woman who does this because all she does is take what they say and that they put out in the public and then puts it in different, more pro, a different and more platforms for people to see. But they can't stand it because when they do that, when she reposts it, people really see how wacko they are. So this is a clip that she posted of a woman who has her son who looks to be about 8, maybe. Has him at the doctor's going through everything that they will legally do to him to keep him from going through puberty as a boy. His mom is sitting there helping the doctor transition this little boy into a girl. Listen.
The perfect place to start on blockers.
And she promises to begin giving her estrogen, female hormones, in 2 years.
Around 13. That's what I think. Yes, you're not going to develop breast buds on the blockers. But you're not going to wait until 16 to start. You know that, okay?
Josie received the blockers as an implant in her arm.
It's okay if you cry.
So with all the bravery she could muster,
you're going to feel a little bit of a...
Josie held on tight as another chapter opened in this young girl's life.
A lot of times it strikes me that had this happened just 20 years ago,
thank you,
I wouldn't have been able to give her blockers and she would have had to go through male puberty. That terrifies me.
Terrifies me to think about if this would have happened 20 years ago, my son would have had to have gone through male puberty. What is wrong with these people? Oh. These doctors performing these procedures on children should go to where? Penitentiary. And every time I see a clip like this, and I've been studying this issue for several years. I've been keeping up with it. And almost every time when they show a clip on a TV show or some sort of a documentary about this happening, it's the mom that's sitting there going through it with the kid. Now, I was guessing a little bit young on, I guess the little boy was 11 or so. Can you imagine a fifth grader? And his mom's already been doing this with him, transitioning him, because he's dressed like a girl. He's acting like a girl. His hair's braided like a girl. She's convinced him that he's a girl. And she takes him to these quacks. They're either quacks that don't know what they're doing, or they're evil. And they're doing it for the money, in my humble opinion. So happy that she can do. I can't even bear the thought of her, quote unquote, her having to go through male puberty. First of all, you dingbat, it's not a her. It's your son. And he should go through male puberty or just puberty because he is a male. There's no other kind of puberty that he can go through. You psycho, you. What is wrong with people? Seriously. Now, this movement is not completely dead. You would think that after all that has been in the forefront lately, over the past year or so, couple of years, that people would have already said, "Oh, we got to fix this problem. Let's do away with this." And it is happening. There are a lot of hospitals who are choosing not to do these procedures on kids anymore, and all this stuff. But when you have news people, professional news people like Jake Tapper, who is talking about a person that shot up a church that's connected with the school while little children were in there praying, Jake Tapper is worried about calling him by his preferred pronouns, which are the female pronouns. And the killer's mother has the gall to come out and say, according to what I saw this story, I don't know that it's proven, but I don't know why it would be false, but she's come out and requested that everybody, you know, abide by his wishes of being called she, her, and referred to as a girl. His own writings said that he wished he hadn't have been brainwashed by that. He didn't know whether he was a boy or a girl at the end. But who cares? That's what more Americans need to start saying about all these liberal pet projects and, you know, people claiming to be marginalized and all this other stuff. You need to just, who cares? Okay, you're offended? Who cares? Go be offended. It's your right to be offended. It's my right not to give a damn. How about that? And get these kids away from these psycho moms. That's the first thing that needs to happen. And shut down these doctors. To hell with them, too. All right, I got to go. Hang on a second.
The DJ Richie Show. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the DJ Richie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3. WBT.
Oh, how sad is this? It's our last segment. Wah, as the kids say. The baby kids. Wah, wah. Like that. But we still got several minutes left for you to be knocked on your buttocks with crazy good radio entertainment. It's crazy good. It's crazy good. Okay. People still complaining about the new rules for the EBT and the food stamps and all of that. People just cannot understand why. First of all, I don't think most people that use the EBT service, I don't think they understand where the money comes from, how they get the money, how the government gets the money to give to them. And that's by design, because a lot of the schools don't want kids to come out of there knowing how the government works. Because then they would ask questions, and then they would say, oh, I don't want to vote for that. And it would end up being, most people would vote for Republicans. School can't have that now, can it? No. No, 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 no. So you end up with women like this complaining because she's having to, being an able-bodied person and all, not allowed to use her EBT on a lot of the things that she's using the EBT for. Oh, and she's mad. It's thrown her for a loop. Okay, now, you can't see her, obviously, because it's the radio, but she is a she's a big girl, giant head, looks giant because she's got the camera right in her face, big, goofy eyeglasses. I think she's got a septum ring. I'm not sure. Crazy colored hair. And she's testifying to her social media audience. Listen.
I had to cancel my vacation with my family. They have already stopped certain things of being able to be purchased with EBT. That would mean I would have to buy the majority of my family's food out of pocket. And that would dig into my money I have for fun things. I had no other choice but to cancel the trip. My family is so sad about this. I don't understand why people want to control what other people buy with their EBT. Like, how is it your business?
You see what I mean? No clue. No clue how people would say, that's my business. I mean, she's just an ignoramus. So, obviously, she's able-bodied and her kids are not small children. Because that's what the rule kicks in for. If you don't have small children and if you're able-bodied, you need to go work for what you get. And you can't buy junk food and all of that kind of stuff. You know, those are the first rules. Now, it's amazing how so many people have a lack of self-reflection, you know. It really is. Now, you're sitting there and you know that you've been not doing anything to deserve this money you're getting. And I didn't realize just how much a lot of these people were getting until I started seeing them on social media going on these junk food shopping sprees. And this is what I got with my EBT this month. And I know good and well my wife doesn't spend that much at the grocery store. So that mentality of, hey, I'm having to dip into my fun money. Yeah. You think? And why is it anybody's business how somebody spends their EBT money? Well, hello. It is the business of the people who provided you with that money. Not provided you with it, but who had that money confiscated from them at the point of a gun. Think about it that way. People with guns confiscate money from those who earn it and give it to those who didn't earn it. Now you say, well, why are you saying it that way? Because if you don't pay your taxes, the people that show up to get their money, they're armed. They're representatives of the government, and they're armed. They're agents. They're federal agents. And the state has the equivalent. So if the government is giving you money, I can tell you 100% that the government didn't do anything to earn that money to give to you. The government confiscated that money to give to you. So any politician that is actually in office and wants to do the best for the people that he or she represents would make sure that you're not out spending EBT money on junk food and going on vacations that a lot of the people who had their money confiscated can't afford to go on. It blows my mind how people can just sit around and have no idea just how sorry they are. There's nothing wrong with this woman. Other than the fact that she's blind to the way the world works. It's like, I used to work at a radio station and I went to the coffee machine one day and there was somebody in there complaining because they stopped having this kind of coffee. They don't have this kind anymore. And I said, they don't have to give us any kind of coffee. They weren't charging us for it. They don't have to give you any kind of coffee. Why are you griping? It's not part of your contract that you get free coffee every morning. That's the way I look at this. Hey, how about every now and then throwing out a thank you to people who had their money confiscated and given to you? And again, if you reach into your own pocket and give somebody money, it's noble. You reach into somebody else's pocket to give somebody money that didn't earn it, then that's usually criminal. So the least you can do is stop acting like you don't know where the money comes from. All right, I got to go. God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.